This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Certainly a lot of things going on basketball-wise, especially in South Florida, a lot of champions. One of them, Blanche Ely. How about that, Coach J.R. McNabb? Last year with the girls, this year with the boys. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, first of all, congratulations, and obviously a huge thrill, and it's a big estate championship back here to South Florida.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me. Obviously happy to bring another championship to South Florida and continue this, the tradition.
Talk about this team. What was the turning point? I know you and I earlier talked with Patty Brown on our BCAA set about if there was a turning point. But when you look back at your schedule and look at the competition that you played throughout the year, that kind of seemed like that was a turning point.
Yeah, I think our schedule definitely was, like I told you before, super competitive. And then I think the turning point was the guys figuring out how I wanted them to play. And then also just figuring out our plays. You got to understand, I didn't have the luxury of coaching these guys for years for them to know our sets, know our style of play, and kind of from a chemistry standpoint. So I told our staff to be patient. Once the guys, figure out our plays, figure out how we want to play, my timeline was the end of December, early January, we'll be, clicking at all cylinders. And that's kind of how it all played out.
Right. I mean, and you take a look at this team, and obviously a lot of these kids have played together in the past. Was it, was it a leader? Was it a senior leadership type of deal? What was kind of the thing that kept you guys going and brought you that to that level of a championship team?
It definitely was the senior leadership. Our captains, Dylan Hanna and my son, Jaden McNabb, they did a really, really good job of holding guys accountable and keeping guys engaged, through the ups and downs of the season. Wins, losses, whatever. We just stayed the course, stayed working, stayed, like I said, holding guys accountable, and, it ended up paying off at the end.
Yeah, no doubt. As you take a look, and, we talk about some of the teams, especially from South Florida, the St. Thomas and the Christopher Columbus and the Stranahan, and having three teams from Broward County win state titles like that. Talk about that. That speaks volumes of the competition that you play throughout the course of the year. But not only that, for what this area has been able to produce.
Super competitive coaching staffs and programs. So the expectations is the same in South Florida. We're all grit and grind. So I wasn't surprised that, you know, those guys were able to come back home and win a championship. I have a lot of respect for all those guys. We didn't get a chance to play some of those teams. But like I said, I know these guys for years and I know what they're made of. And it's kind of our same staple, just working hard and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach J.R. McNabb joins us, head coach at Blanche Ely High School, the boys basketball team, bringing home a state title. And this is a program that has had success in the past. You know, I mean, you look, you know, you go into the gym and see some of the banners or you see some of the trophies in the trophy cases. A program that obviously has been at this level before. Talk about that. Has anybody from the past or reached out to you guys? Or, you know, some of the kids who played in the past or some of the coaches and, you know, said, hey, listen, the way to carry on tradition?
Definitely. Mr. Randall, I think I've said it many times, is one of my biggest mentors who I can always call on. So as the season was going on and after we won, he was one of the first people to call and congratulate me. And throughout the season, we've had past alumni reach out and come support our games. Kenny Boynton Jr., who played at Blanche Ely his first 2 years. Then just like I said, you know, our community is really, really big on, you know, obviously coming back, former players and stuff like that. So they were excited, they were happy, and the kids kind of gravitated to it.
No doubt. Now what? I mean, do you have a summer league? Do the kids kind of play on their own for a couple of months before you reconvene? What happens during the summer with you guys?
Yeah, so most of our guys play on different travel ball teams. So they'll go off and play with their teams from the spring and summer, but we're back in the gym. We don't take a lot of time off. I want to make sure our guys stay in shape, stay sharp, and we have spring and summer workouts. I'm a firm believer of no days off, and I'm a firm believer of staying in shape so you don't have to get in shape. So we take you know, like 2 weeks off, you know, just to kind of unwind from the season, but we're back in the gym.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I know it's kind of like a grind, especially because next year comes up. What do we return for next year? Is there some talent?
Yeah, so we have five guys that are returning. Very, very excited for the group. We've been very fortunate to get a couple guys transfer in already. So we're super, super excited for this team moving forward. And they're already hitting the ground working. So high expectations for this upcoming group. And I think we have a chance to be special.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously, what you college kids, any kids on their way to college?
Yeah, so we have right now we have four guys from this past teams being recruited. So they'll be making their decision. Justin Snell, Dylan Hanna, Jalen Jonas, and Jada McNabb. They'll be making their decision within the next week or so. So we're excited for the next chapter of their lives and just, you know, what the future holds for those guys. So,
oh, good stuff. Well, Coach, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate it again.
Good stuff. Coach J.R. McNabb, head coach at Blanche Ely High School.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.